seated. Well, indeed, welcome this evening to this Ash Wednesday service. A different kind of worship experience, a time to gather in the evening, the end of the day, the beginning of this season of Lent before us. And so it is appropriate that we gather and we hear scriptures in the Old and the New Testament that speak of change. So we heard just now from Ezekiel about being given a new heart. And now from Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I was struck this week on Tuesday. I heard a story that seemed to fit so well as we come tonight to Ash Wednesday. Perhaps you caught this in the news, a church that burned down in West Virginia. Anybody see that note? It was surprising because they don't know how the fire got started, but it decimated the church. It was one of those blazes that burned so hot the firefighters were repelled and pushed back out of the building. And once the blaze was out and they were able to sift through the rubble once again, what they found amidst all of the ash were Bibles untouched, unburned, papers in original condition, the church's cross covered in ash but unburned as well. I don't know what God's doing with that, but I think that's pretty cool. And it just struck me as we gather on Ash Wednesday for a congregation who lost everything of their building, and yet I suppose their faith may have just grown an inch or two as they recognize that little miracle. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, tonight we begin this season, the season of Lent, time where we as followers of Jesus identify with his 40 days of temptation in the desert, that time he spent at the beginning of his ministry, time spent wrestling with the temptations brought to him by Satan. And so, since about the 4th century in the church, we have held this tradition of taking up this season, dealing with temptation and identification with Christ. 40 days. And, well, if you'd started to count, you'd recognize it's actually 46 days. It's not that the ancient church fathers couldn't count. It's just that they recognized since Christ's resurrection, every Sabbath as we gather on Sunday is a feasting day, a worship, a day of celebrate resurrection. And so you can't fast on those sort of days. So it's 40 days plus the 6 days of Sunday that take us from now, today, until Easter. It's a time to examine ourselves and our frailty, a time to acknowledge the temptations we face, and then to try and work on those temptations in our life in various ways, sometimes through fasting, sometimes through taking on new practices. The church has experienced this and explored it in many different ways over the centuries. But it's a unique time. It's the thing about the church calendar. It focuses us in specific seasons for a purpose. The season of Lent, as Ruth Haley Barton talks about it, is a doorway into a space and time that calls us to stop. To stop whatever we're doing, no matter how important it might be, and enter more intentionally into the disciplines of prayer, self-examination, and repentance to let ourselves take an inventory, a spiritual reckoning of who we are before God. And of course, if we were just left to our own devices, we probably wouldn't do that very often. But Lent, this season, comes up and it nudges us towards it. And Lord knows we need this kind of a season. Lord knows I need this sort of a season to reflect. And so tonight, to help us consider how we spend our 40 days, I want to do something I've never really done before, and that is share somebody else's message with you tonight. It's a message that Pope Francis gave last year on this night. I was struck by it this week as I read it, and it just felt like it settled into my soul, and I thought, I don't want to be the only one who's heard this in Protestant circles. And so perhaps in a move of ecumenical goodness across some of the religious divides of the day, I want to share these words from Pope Francis. See how they might help us in this season ahead. He begins by saying this: the Church, in her maternal wisdom, invites us to pay special attention to anything that could dampen or corrode our believing hearts in this season. We are subject to numerous temptations. We, each of us, know the difficulties we have to face. And it's sad to note that when faced with the ever-varying circumstances of our daily lives, there are voices raised that take advantage of pain and uncertainty. And the only thing they aim to do is to sow distrust. And if the fruit of faith is charity, as Mother Teresa often said, then the fruit of distrust is apathy and resignation. These are the demons that deaden and paralyze the soul of a believing people. So Lent is the ideal time to unmask these and other temptations in our lives, to allow our hearts to beat once more in tune with the vibrant heart of Christ. In fact, the whole of the Lenten season, he writes, is imbued with this conviction. We want to get connected to the heart of Christ. And so he offers us three words tonight to rekindle that heart. They're simple: pause, see, and return. Pause a little in this season. Leave behind the unrest and the commotion that fill the soul with bitter feelings which never get us anywhere. Pause from the compulsion to a fast-paced life that scatters and divides and destroys time with family, with friends, with children, with grandparents. Pause for a little while. Refrain from the need to show off and be seen by all, to continually appear on social media. Because when we do, it makes us forget the value of intimacy. Pause for a little while and refrain from haughty looks, from fleeting and pejorative comments that arise from forgetting tenderness, compassion, and reverence for the encounter with others, particularly those who are vulnerable and hurt and immersed in sin and error. Pause for a little while. Refrain from the urge to want to control everything, know everything, destroy everything. This comes from overlooking gratitude for the gift of life and all the good we receive. Pause for a little while. Refrain from the deafening noise that weakens and confuses our hearing, that makes us forget the fruitful and creative power of silence. Pause for a little while. and refrain from the attitude which promotes sterile and unproductive thoughts that arise from isolation and self-pity that cause us to forget going out to encounter others and to share their burdens and sufferings. Pause for a little while. And refrain from the emptiness of everything that is instantaneous, momentary, and fleeting, that deprives us of our roots, our ties, of the value of continuity, and the awareness of our ongoing journey. Pause. I certainly find those words helpful in this season before us. It's easy to keep scurrying along the pace we're used to, but Lent invites us to take a different rhythm. So pause for a little while. Pause, see, and return, he says. See the gestures that prevent the extinguishing of charity, that keep the flame of faith and hope alive. Look at faces alive with God's tenderness and goodness working in our midst. You might see them around you tonight. See the face of our families who continue striving day by day with great effort in order to move forward in life, and who, despite many concerns and hardships, are committed to making their homes a school of love. See the faces of our children and young people, filled with yearning for the future and hope, filled with tomorrows and opportunities that demand dedication and protection. They are living shoots of love that always open up a path in the midst of our selfish and meager calculations. See our elderly faces who are marked by the passage of time, faces that reveal the living memory of our people, faces that reflect God's wisdom at work. See the faces of our sick and the many who take care of them, faces which in their vulnerability and service remind us that the value of each person can never be reduced to a question of calculation or utility. See the remorseful faces of so many who try to repair their errors and mistakes, and who from their misfortune and suffering fight to transform their situations and move forward. See and contemplate the face of crucified love, who today from the cross continues to bring us hope, his hand held out to those who feel crucified, who experience in their lives the burden of failure, disappointment, and heartbreak. See and contemplate the face of Christ tonight, crucified out of love for everyone without exception. To see his face is an invitation filled with hope for this Lenten time. In order to defeat the demons of distrust, apathy, and resignation, see the face that invites us to cry out, "The kingdom of God is possible and is coming." Pause, see, and return. Return to the house of your Father. Return without fear to those outstretched, eager arms of your Father who is rich in mercy and who awaits you. Return without fear, for this is the favorable time to come home, to the home of my Father and your Father, the time for allowing one's heart to be touched. True life is something distinct, and our heart indeed knows this. God does not tire, nor will he tire, of holding out his hand and receiving us home. Return without fear to join the celebration of those who are forgiven. Return without fear to experience the healing and reconciling tenderness of God. Let the Lord heal the wounds of sin and fulfill the prophecy made to our fathers. We heard this just a moment ago, a new heart I will give you, a new spirit I will put within you. I will take out of your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Friends, in this Lenten season, pause for a little while. See the hope of the kingdom around you, and the possibilities in each person, a gift and a child of God. And return. Return to the home, to the heart of God. Gracious Lord, these are words worth hearing tonight. Indeed, we need to pause to find you once again. We need to see around us where you are at work in so many varied ways, bringing your kingdom's joy and light. Lord, in this season, may your Spirit move us to return. Return to you, your open arms, and indeed we be united and rejoicing in the power and the resurrection of Jesus the Christ, in whose name we pray tonight. Amen.